Here I am on the other side. I've turned on the radio. Up here in the bedroom. You know it's improved? It doesn't make those funny noises it used to make in Holly Hill. You know, that old static sound. And this is, I don't know what station it is, but it's nice soft music. I don't usually listen to this kind of music because it makes me all soft and warm. I think it's too schmaltzy. I need marching music, real serious type stuff. Nothing too dreamy or romantic. If you hear airplanes overhead, I think it's our month, and we're in the flight pattern. They get very noisy sometimes. But it's nice to hear them, shades of Holly Hill. Leslie came up with something cute the other day. I had bought a pack of Chuckles. And she looked at the colors and she said, "Mommy, the black is for Daddy. He likes it." So I said, "Well, Daddy's not here right now." So she said, "Well, maybe we can save it for him." I said, "Well, I don't know, Leslie. It's going to be a few months before Daddy comes home." She said, "Maybe you'll eat it, because I really don't like it." So I had the honor and the privilege of getting the black chuckle, because you weren't here. Today she came up with something else about Daddy. You know, it was just so automatic. It was conversational. She said something to Thea about Daddy. I wish I could remember it all, and I really can't write everything down. It just isn't possible. I'm hoping you've received the package with your name labels in it, and I'm hoping that you've also received the first anniversary present I sent, and I hope you get some use out of it. I won't tell you anymore. You know me. I want so much to tell you, but I won't, because it's very exciting. So I hope you have it by now, so this doesn't tease you anymore. But I wouldn't mind teasing you a little bit. Just to hear you say, "Come on, tell me." And then going the other way and saying, "No, don't tell me, I don't want to know." Gee, I'd like to have a fight with you. Not a big fat argument, just a nice little disagreement. Oh yeah, I'll take anything. Anything with you. I'm game. Anything but beating and punching me, I don't think I could take that. But generally, anything with you. A cup of coffee. Some wine. Which I have not had in, it seems like, months. Why don't things taste as good when you're not around? I can't even drink anymore, do you know that? I have one scotch on the rocks, pardon me, and I feel like I've been drinking all night. I want to curl up and go to sleep. A real, real wet blanket. Cheap date, though. Except probably with you, I'd get the taste back again. And I think of scotch sours. I've ordered a few. Like when I've been out to dinner with Ellie and Bernie. But they're never quite the same. Not like yours. Is this a waste of tape? I'm babbling about anything and everything. All very unimportant. But it's a tape. The station I'm listening to is AM. So you'll have to bear with it since you've become an FM snob. I don't listen to FM during the day because I'm too busy listening to the news stations. And I don't put the music on because invariably the kids pop up with some record they want to hear and I get to hear the radio about 10 minutes at a time. I'm sitting here in front of the picture of the lovers. Still looks the same. I haven't put up Snoopy's cartoon thing yet. I keep forgetting to bring up the pins. Oh, I don't forget. I remember it when I'm up here, but I don't remember when I'm down there. And I don't like to make too many trips up and down. Lazy, lazy. Getting lazier and lazier as the days go by. No challenges. That's mood indigo now, if you can hear it. Recently, one of the stores was having a sale on Drexel furniture. I was glad not to see any ads for it. Would love to get another piece of something for our bedroom one day. I also toy with the ideas of what kind of apartment we'll have, and what kind of furniture we'll get someday. You see what an idle mind brings me to. I have no patience to read this week. I have two books I'm supposed to be reading. One is Giles, Goat Boy, and the other is The Detective. But I haven't started it. I think I'll let you listen to some radio for a while.
WVNJ News, U.S. and allies cancel Lunar New Year truce in Vietnam fighting. President sends Congress record budget request. No progress made for release of USS Pueblo. Those are the headlines, and this is the Midnight WVNJ Report. The United States and its South Vietnamese allies have canceled the Lunar New Year truce because of communist attacks throughout the country. The truce began today at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and was to have continued for 36 hours. Communist forces made two thrusts into U.S. bases in the northern part of South Vietnam during the day. The Viet Cong battled U.S. troops in the heart of Nhan Trang and on the fringes of Da Nang, and guerrillas hit the Da Nang air base with rocket fire, destroying at least six multi-million dollar aircraft and touching off explosions and fires. President Johnson today sent to Congress a record budget calling for spending $186 billion at home and abroad. And he said the Vietnam War may force him to ask for even more money. The president pressed Congress for approval of his 10% surcharge on income taxes and said that even with his proposed tax boost, the deficit will be $8 billion compared with an estimated $19,800,000 for the current fiscal year. The House has scheduled the start of debate tomorrow on President Johnson's Truth in Lending Bill. The administration and congressional backers asked the House today to remove two exemptions so that all merchants could be required to disclose their interest charges the same way. They said the exemptions would discriminate against some merchants in favor of their competitors. President Johnson, working through various diplomatic channels to free the USS spy ship Pueblo and its crew of 83 men, is also building up military units in the Korean area. In the United Nations, a Canadian plan to appoint a neutral mediator to seek release of the ship seized by North Korea apparently hit a serious snag, but the United States continues to beef up air and sea power in the Korean area. Negotiations to head off a midnight sanitation department strike were continuing right
now. Now, isn't that encouraging? Don't you like listening to news, Kenneth? I'm on the bed now. I don't feel like listening to it anymore. All sorts of wonderful things happening. And, you know, a strike here and a strike there and a threat here and a threat there. Goes on and on. It's midnight, that's why the news is on. And I think I won't bore you for a few minutes until the music comes on.
Garrity, Dr. Herbert A. Otto. Dr. Otto is director of the Human Potentialities Research Project and, in addition, is associate professor in the Graduate School of Social Work at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. And he has written a book titled Guide to Developing Your Potential. I know, Dr. Otto, that authors never have anything to do with the title of their books. Do you believe that in between these two hardcovers, one might find a method of developing their potential?
Well, we've tried out the book before we wrote it, more or less. We've used all the methods that are described in the book in our classes at the University of Utah, and we've had some very amazing successes with the various methods that are described in the book. However, before we go on, I'd like to make one short correction in your introductions. I'm now director of research of the Achievement Motivation Systems, which is located at the Stone Brandel Center in Chicago.
Well, that's John, John Neville. Let's see what else is on.
The jacket of the book.
Going up to that conductor in Charlottesville, Virginia, and saying, is there a dining car? And he said, no, but they bring on boxes full of chicken.
Your favorite station, PAT.
Right now it's cloudy, and once again, the present temperature. Making so much money, but they don't pay for these. Corporations which have elected not to be taxed as corporations must file the U.S. Small Business Corporation income tax return.
De Antonio Valdés, Rosita Rodríguez canta Cansancio.
Las horas tristes, de mi vida triste, me está marcando ya un alabardo. Conocerte un día cuando las fuerzas se me estaban yendo y a tu cariño me acerqué sabiendo que estaba riendo sin querer ni duda y te ofrecí lo que de mí quedaba y quise amarte como en otro tiempo, pero el infierno que hasta mí llegaba me convenció de mi presente muerto y todo fue como lo había pensado. Te di mi amor y tú me diste olvido, no pude serte lo que había soñado porque el cansancio terminó conmigo. Lo que de mí quedaba y quise amarte como en otros tiempos, pero el infierno que hasta mí llegaba me convenció de mi presente muerto. Y todo fue como lo había pensado. Te di mi amor y tú me diste olvido, no pude darte lo que había soñado porque el cansancio terminó conmigo.
Radio X, velo del aire.
Las 12 con 18 minutos. ¿Cuál forma del tax de Nueva York debe usted llenar? Todo depende de su income tax, ocupación y el número de rebaja. El comisionado de tax del estado de Nueva York les dice, si su income es menos de 10,000 y desea coger las rebajas estándar del 10%, la forma que es más fácil de usar es la IT-200. Si usted quiere, solamente tiene que poner las figuras que le piden y el estado de Nueva York computará su tax. Del 15 de abril.
Bueno, una llamada para el 88-96-925. Buenos días, Radio X.
Fuera del aire.
Dígame usted, fuera del aire. Un momentito,
que la voy a bajar del helicóptero. Se bajó. Buenos días, Radio X. Buenos días, Radio X.
Buenos días.
Hello.
¿Cómo está, señor?
Muy bien, gracias a Dios, dígame usted.
Le habla Lucy Santiago.
Y le habla Franklin, dígame.
Ajá, ¿me curo ya?
Sí, yo tengo un poquito de catarro, pero se me está quitando, gracias a Dios.
Ajá.
Well, I gave you a little of that Spanish speaking. It's coming close to the end of the tape. I stopped at PAT. I love you very much. I wish you a happy anniversary again. And next year, I can say it to your face. Right up nose to nose, if you don't mind. I love you. Again and again and again and all the time and every minute and every second, even down to milliseconds. I'll say goodnight now. Let the tape run. There isn't much more left. Listen to some schmaltzy music. Take care, my love. You're very, very precious. Your daughters send their love. You heard it at the beginning of the tape. We'll be in touch every day. I may even drop a note off to you tonight. Something silly. But it'll be in an envelope and it'll have your name on it. And it'll be mail. So take care. Love you. Good night.